This is 7AD, and Tim Coyle's put his hand up again to coach the Greater Northern Raiders men's program in the Cricket Tasmania Premier League. He's on the line. Morning, Coyle.
Hey, Darren.
So another year, this will be what, year three for you or four?
Yep. Yeah, well, I've been involved sort of, you know, off and on in the early stages, but yeah, this will be my third year involved, yeah.
Yeah, fairly successful season last year too.
Oh, we had a good year. Yeah, we had a good year. It was, you know, we started to realise, you know, some success from the hard work that has been put in over the, you know, the first couple of years, which were pretty hard work, to be honest, you know, with, but we're managed now to get into a situation where we've got consistent, you know, players who are committed to the program, and that's made a big difference. And we've seen the development of a lot of good young talent. You know, they've played 10 or 20 games now of Premier League cricket and starting to get their head around that and starting to perform very well. So that all culminated in obviously winning the statewide T20 series. But and also, you know, we end up second on the ladder overall at the end of the season and played a home final at Latrobe. So there were a lot of things to, you know, to like about what we did. And the challenge now is to keep that going.
Right, so I know it's early days, but the season will be on us in, 6 weeks or so, I'd imagine. Right. Have you seen a draft roster yet? Or?
Yeah, we've seen, there is one draft, but that's always subject to change. But, and you know, we'll start a couple of games at home in Launceston early. They'll be one-day games. Last year we were lucky to get Windsor Park and Riverside up and about early, so that was good, and we won the game. So it gave us a, you know, a really good start to the season. So we, you know, we're looking for something similar this year. So I think the draft I've seen looks like, you know, maybe a couple of games early in Launceston and one in Hobart, but that's all subject to change. So, yeah, we'll spend a lot of time, obviously, on the road again and, you know, travelling to Hobart, play quite a few games down there. But at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Gives our players access to the best competition.
The roster last year, you sort of switched between red and white ball cricket throughout the season, right. Sort of yep. In line with first class setup, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So same.
Very similar again. Very similar again, yep. One day is to start, then we switch to red ball cricket, then we switch into the T20 series, then we come out of that and into, I think, probably one or two one-day games, then some more red ball cricket.
Yeah, and Darren Simmons is doing the women's program again?
Yeah, he is, yeah, he definitely. Yeah. He's locked in and doing some list management at the moment. So I believe we may have lost a couple of players, but we've also gained a couple. So the ledger's reasonably even there by the sound of it, but those announcements will be made in due course.
Yeah, so where are you up to with your planning? Have you organised training to start or...?
Oh, we've been training for a month now.
Have you?
Yeah, so we've been at it just... Based in Launceston at the NTCA ground at the moment, just in the indoors. So we've had four training sessions, and we're starting now to see a build up of some numbers. Players, we've got quite a few people playing with the sport, and have some commitments there. So over the next couple of weeks, we'll start to get our full squad together.
Yeah, do you hope to get some Hurricanes players when they're not, you know, playing in the purple? Like you've had Tim David for a couple of games.
Tim would play with us if available. We have signed Billy Stanlake for the Raiders program.
Right.
So he doesn't play with the Hurricanes, but he plays in the Big Bash with the Strikers and will be a Tiger when he's fit. So yeah. He's come to Tasmania, but he is recovering from a back injury. But he's had some good reports just recently, I believe. So we might see a little bit more of him than we thought, but... it's good to have, you know, someone like Billy around. He'll be handy if he gets on the park for us.
Yeah. All right, mate. Thanks for that. Good luck.
Easy, mate. Thanks, Darren. Good to talk to you, mate.